This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been considering how Jesus managed his life in relation to an awareness of time. He didn't allow the pressures of life and circumstances to determine his schedule. He ordered his life deliberately and knew the appropriate time for his actions and words. When he came to the end of his life, he did not have to worry about having missed an opportunity or miscalculated an initiative or response. Listen to the opening part of his high priestly prayer in John 17. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Wow! When the time of his departure came, he had no regrets, no fear of having failed, no second thoughts. Paul, like Jesus, could say at the end of his life, the time has come for my departure. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, 6-8. Did you pick up that phrase, and not only to me? That means you and I can order our lives in such a way that we could agree with him and Jesus when the time of our departure arrives. Hopefully it won't be said of you or me what Whittier once wrote, of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these it might have been. You can choose now to make the most of the time you have left in your earthly sojourn. Choose wisely. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.